This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPNradio.com. Prophetic Tuesday, broadcasting live from our studios here in Austin, Texas. It is a rainy Tuesday morning, and we are happy in Austin because we have been so dry. But the rains have started coming yesterday, pouring this morning, and I believe the rains of the Holy Spirit is going to fall. It's good to be back on Prophetic Tuesday. Gene and I took most of the summer off of Prophetic Tuesday. We had programs replaying. Our editor, Aliona Pertuca, was replaying those. But here we are live again, not on Facebook Live, but here on BPNradio.com Live and on TuneIn Radio. And, well, it's great to be here. Great to be here. Just me in the studio by myself. Aliona's operating from Moldova. Well, it's powerful, isn't it? We have people joining us all across America and around the world here on BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, that I was able to start with the help of some other people almost 4 years ago. And it's going to be a great day here on BPNradio.com. Remember, you can leave your comments and maybe your name, city, and state. You can follow me. I'll be reading some comments, and this is going to be on Dale Gentry. Not Dale W. Gentry, Dale Gentry, the Breakout Prayer Network page. And so we're going to get started here. I'm getting ready. I've got a whole bunch of prophetic words to share today. It's going to be a great day here. Good to have you listening here on this Tuesday morning. And September is here, ladies and gentlemen. My friend Martin Smith is going to kick us off.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Yes, 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 yes.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Well, I love to hear the voice of God, and I love to hear the voice of God because I know that one word from God can change your life forever. So I've been up since early this morning praying over names. I have some prophetic words that I already have for some people, but I'll also be sharing some other words where people leave your name on my Dale Gentry Facebook page. If you're on Dale W. Gentry, go over to Dale Gentry. Dale Gentry, type in Dale Gentry. And put in your comments below where it says Prophetic Tuesday. You'll have a picture of me. I'm praying for people there. And I believe that picture was taken at the Gate Church in Oklahoma City, where Tony Miller is the pastor. Well, wow, I'm excited. I have a bunch of words, and we're going to get started. But I want to share some instructions before I begin. I'm really excited. I had thought several times over the summer. I was praying about my schedule because my schedule increases and enlarges, even though Gene and I very seldom travel out. We are quite busy what God has put in our hands here at the Breakout Prayer Network. But I was prayerfully considering maybe getting someone to come in and host Prophetic Tuesday. But as I continue to pray, I thought, no, I need to go another season here. and I'm really excited about it. So I want to give you some instructions. Remember, if I give you a prophecy today, it could be a now word, it could be a future word, it could be a confirming word, or it could be a new word, a brand new word that you've never even thought about. Unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think, according to the power or the Holy Ghost that is resident in you now. That Spirit of the Lord is in you now. And that prophetic word, that revelatory gifting, anointing is already in you. But I believe the prophet, the prophetic voice like myself, is to come and stir that up in you. And so that's what I'm doing today. Remember that when you receive a word, it is not a chapter, it's not a book, it's just a word. It may not even be a paragraph. It may just be one sentence or two or three words. And so you can't build your whole life just on that one word. That one word could change your life forever, but God wants to add, increase, and enlarge and expand whatever he is saying to you. And remember that I may give you a prophetic word today, but the Holy Spirit may have an addendum. He may add some things to that. So if you write that word down, God can add some additional things to it. Remember, when you receive a prophecy, a prophetic word, you've got to receive it by faith. Your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from God, because your mind will try to reason that out. How could that possibly be? How could that happen? How could you do that? How could you go there? How could you accomplish that? And so your mind is always battling against your spirit. The flesh and the spirit are always at war with each other. So when you come to a prophetic Tuesday, a prophetic Thursday, or a Friday intercession time, you have to open your heart to say, what would the Holy Spirit say to me today? And you may say, well, I hope he says something about my car, about my house, about my future husband, about my future wife, about this ministry. I don't know how that works, but when I pray over you, as I have prayed over thousands of people since I'm serving as a prophetic voice across America and around the world, I just get a word. And it may pertain to something that is happening in your life, but it may not be that at all. And remember, this is a very important word. When you receive a prophecy, that is not a mandatory must-do thing. You know, God does not want you to put you in a box. And sometimes people give you a prophecy and you feel like, I have got to do that. No, you got to bear witness to it. You got to say, yes, that is for me. I believe I can do that. I believe that is a part of my future. I don't know exactly how that will happen, but I believe it's a part of my life. And I'm going to walk in that, and I'm going to receive that, and I'm going to write it in a book, Jeremiah 30:2. Now, remember also that when you receive a prophetic word, you don't have to receive it. What? You don't have to. Now, I'm going to read some scripture to you because I know this is very, very important, and I got a lot of people to give prophetic words to, but this is very, very important. And I want to remind you before I start this that we're not on Facebook Live today. Allison Keeber returns on Thursday, and she'll be on Facebook Live as well as bpnradio.com, but it's just me here in the studio today. No Facebook Live, but I'm here on the radio on bpnradio.com or TuneIn Radio if you want to download that app. This is very important. Listen to these words from Acts chapter 15. I've been reading these lately. The Bible says that Barnabas and Judas, they were Barnabas and Judas and Silas, leading men of the brethren, they took a journey. And it says down in Acts chapter 15:25, it seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul. So it said, it seemed good to us. Then it goes down to verse 28 and says, but it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us. And then it goes on down to verse number 32. I want to read this. Now Judas and Silas themselves, being prophets also, exhorted and strengthened the brethren with many words. That's what I'm going to do today. But after they had stayed there for a time, they were sent back with greetings from the brethren to the apostles. However, it seemed good to Silas to remain there. Now, this is very interesting. If you want to study Acts chapter 15, first of all, it seemed good to us. Sometimes God speaks to a group of people and they just bear witness. This is what we're supposed to do. This is how we're to proceed. Then it said it seemed good to us and the Holy Ghost. Sometimes the Holy Ghost wants to be directly involved in your situation, in your project, in your assignment, in your life situation. So, you say, well, I know it's good to me, but also know it's good to the Holy Ghost. Then the Bible said, Silas said, I'm going to stay here. It just seems good to me to stay here. So many times we try to put God in a box. So prophecy is not a have-to situation. Prophecy opens up an opportunity. Prophecy opens up another seemingly incredible avenue to walk down. And so prophecy is not something that you are bound to. You know, if you get a prophecy, you're going to Africa. That does not mean you have to go to Africa, even if it might be good. It might be good to the Holy Ghost, but it's also got to be good to you. It's got to be good to you. Now, I know that God can give us a command. He does that from time to time, but we must understand the difference, and we will know the difference because we live a Spirit-led life, okay? And so it's got to be good to us and the Holy Ghost sometimes. Sometimes it's just good to us, and sometimes it's good to, it sounds good to me. I just believe that I'm released to do that. So prophetic words just open major doors to us, but it does not require us. So that may not sound very spiritual, or it may seem over the top, but just a few things I've learned because I've seen people entangled. I mean, I've seen where I've heard people give words where a certain man was to marry a certain woman, calling her name or pointing to her and say, she's going to be your wife. That is absolutely not right. I mean, you've got to set yourself in agreement with that, and you've got to bear witness to whatever it may be. I prophesied over a person one time that God is going to give you this house. He said to me, I don't want that house. Does that mean that he had to have that house? No. I prophesied over a young man that he was going to be a professional baseball player, but he did not want to be a professional baseball player. So he has chosen another field that he's doing very well in. So remember that a prophecy gives you another option. It gives you a major opportunity that could be waiting for you. So we're going to pray today. I've got a lot of prophetic words. I'm going to give you a word. I'm going to call some names out that I don't have words written down. I'm going to prophesy over some people. I've already got your words written down. But my son Rick Gentry has written a song that is one of our theme songs now about one word from God can change your life forever. Rick Gentry wrote this song from the words that I've spoken over the years. And a young 16-year-old girl, Meredith Chavez, she sings it. I'm going to play this song. I like it. I think you'll like it. And then I'm going to be back, and I'm going to start prophesying. Here we go. So I'm going to start this song, and then we are going to begin. All right, stay tuned. This is Prophetic Tuesday, everybody. So here we go. Yes, Lord. One word from God can change your life forever. That is a song written by my son, Rick Gentry. And Rick hosts Preaching Sunday every week now, giving opportunities for people to preach the gospel, 18 hours a day of preaching now on bpnradio.com on Sundays. And then, of course, he also gives oversight to Marketplace Saturday on bpnradio.com. Let's get started, everybody. Oh, wow. Here is a word for Carol King B. from Bridgetown, Barbados. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Carol, it's the anointing on your life. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's the anointing to preach and sing and prophesy. It's the anointing that will open doors for you in many different places. I have a word for Linnell B. from San Diego, California. Linnell, thank you for serving our country, by the way. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that your medical gift is going to open avenues of opportunities in different nations of the world. He has set the world in your heart, and I see you one day being appointed as an ambassador to represent our nation in another country of the world. Great favor is on you, Linnell. You got to be aware of divided affections, but the hand of God is upon you. Linnell there, Linnell B. from San Diego, I bless you, young lady, in Jesus' name. Susie C. from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Go Sooners. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't think it's strange, concerning the fiery trials that have come your way, which came too quickly and have stayed too long. Came too quickly, stayed too long. It's time for a break. Give yourself a break. Enter to a place of quietness so that you can once again hear that still, small voice. Get out of the controversial atmosphere that you are in. And enough is enough. I bless you right now, Susie. I bless you, Linnell. I bless you, Carol. Yeah, I want to bless people. I love to bless people. BJ. Hey, Bishop, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, and you're from Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, you are. From Atlanta, Georgia. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're not to assume anything. Don't allow those who have been close to you to bring you into a place of rejection. Everything is not forever except God. Times change, people change, but remember that God does not change. So you keep forward, moving forward. Things are changing, people are changing. People you thought was going to be around you forever, they're not there anymore. So move on, keep moving. Acknowledging those that are transitioning with you. That's who you got to give attention to. Acknowledging those who are transitioning with you into this new season. You spend time with them. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying. Keep moving forward. Bishop B.J. Jefferson, I bless you right now. In Jesus' name, Atlanta, Georgia. Jackie K.K., Delray Beach, Florida. Jackie, we bless you in Jesus' name. Gene, I've known Jackie for a long time. Jackie, I hear the Holy Spirit saying the adversity that has been created around you is not from me. The Lord says, that's not from me. And because God says, no, he says, you're not to engage in battles that are not yours. Pull away, leave the results to those who are contending against you. You have better and bigger fish to fry, and in the end, they will not listen to your counsel. They're not going to receive your advice. You're fighting the wind. You got to move into that those new dreams and visions that God has placed in your life. You've overcome a lot of adversity, a lot of difficulty, but God is giving you new strategies. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say: new strategies. Strategies in order to move forward, to fight your battles, and to have a wonderful season in your life that you dreamed for when you were in your early 20s. I bless you. I bless you, Jackie, in Jesus' name. Kelly F. from Vancouver, Washington. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the days of comparison are over for you. All things are yours. No good thing is he going to withhold from you, Kelly. Stand in your place, and having done all, keep standing. Don't move out of your place. You may think you don't have much faith, but you have all the faith you need at the moment. And you have enough faith to stand in your place. You have the faith of a mustard seed. And Jesus said, if you can have just that much faith, man, the mustard seed grows into a gigantic tree. So you have the faith of a mustard seed. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Kelly, quit grabbing at straws. Allow the Holy Spirit to bring his blessings to you. It's not that difficult. Stand still, see the salvation of the Lord, and watch how God brings it to you. Your voice and your prayers and your faith is going to attract those things. Get your hands out. Get your hands out to receive, because good things are coming your way. Kelly there from Vancouver, Washington, I bless you. Pastor Bill C. from Mayville, Michigan. Bill, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he's not just sent you and Donna just to lead a church, but to lead a city. God, you're going to be known as the pastor over that city in Michigan. God is going to give you both extraordinary favor in your city or town. You may call it a town. I call it a city. Moving you both to the forefront of government and civic duties as well. Extraordinary favor. And not at all what you suspected when you went there, but what he planned for you all along. So you have great favor in the city. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, lead the church and pastor the city. I bless you. Pastor Bill there in Mayville, Michigan. And Allison S. from Madison, Wisconsin. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that an extra space, S-P-A-C-E, extra space is opening up for you, bringing you to the forefront of an amazing new opportunity that is coming your way from a direction that you least suspected. God has been protecting you and your husband from entering into a space that may look warm and convenient, but will not prove to be long-term, fruitful, or fulfilling. Follow your heart. Stay close to that dream. Don't be too eager about making an entrance, okay? I bless you, Allison, and your husband. There, Allison and Pete there from Madison, Wisconsin. I don't even believe we prayed today. I've been praying, but I think we ought to pray. And you got to know that when I pray, I love to pray in the Holy Ghost. So we're going to pray the will of God be done here today, that God will open your spiritual ears, God will open your spiritual eyes. Even if I don't call your name, the Holy Ghost will speak to you. This is going to be a power-packed hour and 15 minutes, whatever it may be. So, Holy Spirit, if you have a prayer language, you can pray along with me. If you don't have a prayer language, you just pray in English, if you will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, cover this Prophetic Tuesday broadcast today here on bpnradio.com or TuneIn Radio, wherever people may be listening, even if it's 2 o'clock or 5 o'clock or 10 o'clock today or some other time. I pray, Father God, that you would just anoint today. Open our hearts, open our ears, open our spiritual eyes that we may receive what you want to say to us, some revelatory word, some word from God that can change our lives forever. Let your anointing fall upon those that are listening right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The plan is a good plan in the name of Jesus. And I bind all spirits of hopelessness and helplessness and discouragement and depression and loneliness and emptiness in the name of Jesus. All spirits of rejection I break right now. All spirits of anger. All spirits of divisiveness, all spirits of anguish, in the name of Jesus, all spirits of that are coming against, opposing spirits that are coming against the dreams that you have put in our heart. Lord, let this be a power-packed hour in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let this be a radical hour. Lord, you're looking for radical, radical, radical. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know there are Michelles like David's wife that says, I saw you out there being radical, and you need to, you're the king, and you don't need to be radical like that. But David said, I'm going to be more radical than ever. I'm going to be more radical than ever. So I just declare in Jesus' name, Dale Gentry, you're going to be more radical. You're going to be more radical than ever before. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. 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 I just speak a release of the anointing upon your life, and I rebuke all spirits of heaviness, and I release the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. I have a word for Mary Jones W. from Tyler, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Mary J.W., call a friend. You have many friends who are waiting to receive your words of hope and encouragement. I believe that you're going to have a telephone ministry where you call people. You have a list of people that you're praying over. I do the same thing from time to time. I've got this major prayer manual, I've got all these names written down on a hard copy. And so I call names in prayer, and suddenly I say, I've got to call that person, or I'll write down a word for that person. So I have a telephone ministry in some ways. And so Mary, J.W. Tyler, Texas, you have a telephone ministry. You're going to call people. The Holy Spirit will direct you. And sometimes you just have in your heart, I've got to call that person, and I'm going to give them a word of encouragement. Mary, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Kim O.C. from South Fulton, Tennessee. I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Kim, blessed are those who sow beside many waters. Thanks. That's you. Living in your dimension of anticipation is immeasurable. Kim, you just have the gift to sow into many, many people's lives. And remember that we sow and another may water, but it's God that gives the increase. You cannot make things happen. You cannot fix people. You cannot make things happen in people's lives. You can wear yourself out like this. You sow into their lives, and you let God bring forth the harvest and give the increase. Okay? You sow, and God gives the increase. Kim, bless you in Jesus' name. You have an anointing in several different nations of the world. Heather R. from Springtown, Texas, one of my greatest encouragers. And I don't know if I've ever met you in person, Heather, but you are an encouragement, and you help spread the word. And I just hear the Holy Ghost saying, you have a radical spirit. Don't wait for an invitation. Invite yourself. Dress up and show up. All right? Don't let your fruit get overripe, fall to the ground. Many are waiting for your introduction. So just say, here I am. I'm here. and I'm ready. And whatever you have in your hand, you get ready to distribute it. All right? All right, all right, all right, Heather. Heather R. from Springtown, Texas. I bless you in Jesus' name. Yeah, I'm going to have you on bpnradio.com one day. Dana Brown M. from Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina. Kill Devil Hills. I guess that's a real town. I guess it is. That's what I see. Dana, I'm not sure, but you know who you are, Dana. Reach out to those who are knee-deep in bitterness, unforgiveness, suicide. God has given you a special message for this people group. You know, the suicide rate now is growing not only in teens and millennials, other millennials, but suicide rate is now growing in preteens. We are living in a nation where people are killing themselves with knives and guns and alcohol and drugs and all sorts of different weapons. The spirit of destruction running rampant. But I'm here to tell you, Dana, that or Dania, they're in Kill Devil. You're going to kill the devil. They're in Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina. I release that great anointing in your life. Record a video. Get your message out. Don't wait for an invitation from a church. You know, if you have a message and you're saying, I'm waiting for somebody to invite me to speak in their church, that used to be the way it was. Now there are so many opportunities. You know, we're giving people an opportunity to preach on Sunday. And you just contact Rick Gentry and say, I'd like to preach on Sunday. For a donation, you can preach on Sunday. We have opportunities. You have opportunities on Facebook. You have opportunities on YouTube. I'm telling you, on street corners and jails and nursing homes, there are opportunities to declare. I started out preaching to the wall. You can't wait on an invitation. Sometimes you just invite yourself. And so, wow, that's the way it is. Record a video. Get started. You have a message, Dana, and you have a message to those who are knee-deep in bitterness, unforgiveness, suicide. Bless you. Go for it. Brooke C. from Stephenville, Texas. Listen to the counsel of others, but in the end, many others will judge you as being unreasonable or out way out there somewhere. They'll try to talk you out of what God has put in your heart. God is doing different things, and there's people that may not agree with you. They may disagree with you vehemently, and they may call you unreasonable. You're way out there somewhere. Don't let their words discourage you. You were created, Brooke, you were created for risky waters. Take advantage of these times. We're in these religious liberties that we are experiencing right now because this window may not stay open very long. Take advantage and know that the doors are open. Don't be afraid to enter. Remember, Brooke, you're a pioneer, and you are preparing the way for others. So go for it. Ken and Nicole M. from Eunice, Louisiana. Inhabit places where people are actually doing what you're called to do. And my prophetic anointing really stepped up in 1985 when I moved to work with a longtime friend of mine, Larry Lee, who at that time was one of the key people in calling America to pray. And I got around other prophets, and the prophetic anointing, which had been operating in me for some time, began to be imparted to me. So, Ken and Nicole, you got to get around people that have the same anointing. There'll be not only some instructions and teaching, but there will be an impartation. In the Greek, it's called mashak, a rubbing off. So that anointing will rub off on other people. Some of you just been listening to bpnradio.com, listening to me, to Allison, to Rhonda, and others, and you're prophesying, you're doing what we're doing, and so I just say go for it. Why not? Christine F. from San Antonio, Texas. Hear the Holy Ghost saying it's time to stop writing and self-publish your writings. When are you going to start publishing it? And, you know, too many people, they spend thousands of dollars trying to get someone to publish their writings. I have never had a publisher. Even though I've been in full-time ministry for 51 years, I've never had a publisher. I just write my book. Gene helps edit my book. I get some other people to help me. And then I just find someone to print it. And I get other people to publicize it. I give some of the copies away. And I sell it for a while. And then I just start giving it away. In fact, you can get all my writings, Gene and I writings, free of charge by going to letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com, and you just go to letspraymerica.com. Resources, click on resources, and you can download, you can print or read any of our books, including my prophetic book, God Assignments, How to Start, How to Finish. Okay, get with it, Christine. Go for it. I'm going to write another book myself. I'm starting. I'm going to do it, and it's called Only One Life. And I think you'll enjoy that book. Nana O from Regal Park, New York. I hear the Holy Ghost saying you're entering to a place called Pleasantsville, a place of dreams and visions. And you're going to begin to not only have dreams and visions for yourself, but you're also going to begin to interpret other people's dreams. And it's going to be quite remarkable. That's how God elevated Joseph. That's how God promoted Daniel. Because they have the ability to interpret dreams. So, there you go, Nana. Nana O from Regal Park, New York. You're going to begin to interpret not only your own dreams, but many other people's dreams. I have a word for Mina. Mina C. from White Settlement, Texas. How about you, Mina? That's what I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say. How about you? You've been waiting for others to do it. But you can do this, and you can probably do it better than the ones that you've been waiting on doing it. So cast your bread upon the water. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. You have the gift of faith, extraordinary faith. And get started, Mina. You must get started. Faith is a verb. It's action. So take some action. Hey, Jana. Jana W., member of Breakout Radio Church. And if you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, I lead Breakout Radio Church every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. On bpnradio.com. And then, of course, every weekday, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. And we have members all across America and around the world. And we are a church without walls. And we now are in the process of broadcasting into every nation of the world where it will be interpreted in their language, in Russian, in German, in French, in Swahili, of course, in English, in Spanish, and eventually every nation of the world will be able to understand the message that I'm preaching, that we are sharing at Breakout Radio Church. So we're not a local church. I believe in the local church. I believe if you can have membership in a local church, have a local pastor. I've operated in the local church for many, many years, but I'm doing a new thing, and I'm broadcasting to people that may not have a church, may not have a pastor, even though a lot of people join the church that even pastors that are pastoring a church. So all you have to do to be a member is go to vpnradio.com, click on Breakout Radio Church, go down a little ways, and there's a membership link there. And, boy, we have members all across America and around the world, and including Jana Williams. Oh, Jana, didn't mean to call your last name, but you are a prayer warrior. You are an evangelist. You are a deliverer, bringing people out of the pit. David said, he brought me out of a horrible pit. That's what you do, Jana. You bring people out of a horrible pit, and you touch people that other people won't touch. You reach out to other people that other people will not reach out to. But you do, Jana, and you bring people out of the pit. You are rescuing the perishing and reaching out to people that other people are ignoring. Jan, I bless you in Jesus' name. Hey, Craig A. from Pullman, Washington, you are the evangelist. Craig the evangelist, create your own congregation. Those who are attracted to your voice, make your plans now, but know that God is directing your footsteps. You know, several months ago, I began to give this prophetic word about house churches, neighborhood churches, and there would come a day that traffic would be limited, and that people, more and more people, begin to operate from their own homes. That's one reason we're having a radio church. Times are changing. That's not to be fearful, but we're moving into a one world government. Jesus is coming soon. And so we're beginning to move into a one world government. That's why God has set the world in my heart. I'm calling America to pray, not just for our president, Donald J. Trump, which I'm calling America to pray for him, but I'm calling for America to pray for nations of the world. And Gene and I have ministered in many nations of the world, and we carry the world in our hearts. And BPNradio.com does the same. And you know, I began to prophesy about house churches, and there now is a church in Florida, Trinity Church International. The pastor, Matt Baker, started these house churches, and he said incredible things are happening. I know we've done this before, but it's happening on a whole new level. And people are going to start start house churches under the watchful eye of a pastor or apostle. They'll not go out and do their own thing. You know, you can just get beat up. You need the proper covering. I'm telling you, your business needs a proper covering. Whatever you do, your family, your life, your ministry must have a covering, a proper covering, where there's a pastor, apostle, elders that are watching for you. I have Breakout Radio Church, but I have a covering. I have a covering. I have a pastor. I have a local church, and I believe that is so good. So there you have it. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost today here on BPNradio.com. This is Prophetic Tuesday, broadcasting on fourth day of September. Can you believe it? September? This fourth day of September, 2018. And don't forget that all of these prophetic sessions are now on podcast. You say, how in the world can I listen to these? Through Ruth Gentry, our BPNradio.com station manager, and through our chief engineer, our IT guy, chief engineer Michael Schonborn, who lives in Florida, but he gives oversight here. So what you do is go to podcast, and then you go to BPNradio.com, then you go to podcast, and you go to listen now, and it comes up. There it is. That is our, I see it right now, I'm looking at it right now. That is our homepage, and you'll see Dale Allison. He'll be on with me tomorrow on the Storm Watch. Dale Allison will be my special guest, and you have Preaching Sunday, then you have Home, then you have the classic interviews, hundreds of interviews that I've shared the microphone with people. Then you have some sermons I preach, then you have the prophetic session. So I'm going to click on that, pal, click right there. Prophetic sessions all the way through June the 26th. And that was my last live prophetic sessions. And you can get all of those. And I'm just looking. This is quite amazing, people. All these prophetic sessions. Say, well, I'd like to have a word that was given to me. We just go back, and it goes all the way to February 13th, 2017. You realize we have 18 months of Prophetic Tuesdays, Prophetic Thursdays. Allison Keeper will be on Prophetic Thursday, 10 a.m. Thursday, and she'll be on Facebook Live as well. So there you go. You can have it podcast, and then you go to the podcast. It will come up the homepage. You click on the Prophetic Sessions on BPN Radio. Wow, boy, I like our podcast. I mean, wow, got some options there. in our program. So I'm going to go back now. I trust you're enjoying it today. I'm enjoying myself. There's nothing I love to do better than give prophetic words, because I know that one word from God can change your life forever. Can change your life forever and ever and ever. So we're going to have a little bit more of this song, one of our theme songs. And great job for... We're going to play a little bit of this, and then I'm going to get me a little sip of water, put a cough drop in my mouth, and be back with more prophetic words. Don't go away. This is Prophetic Tuesday on BPNRadio.com. Have you listening here on BPNRadio.com. One word from God can change your life forever. We've operated off of this premise, this theme, for many, many years. I was, Gina and I were having lunch this past Sunday with one of our spiritual sons and spiritual daughters. We've been in a relationship with them since 1987. That's a long time. And he is a dermatologist. And he and his wife came up with an invention quite a few years ago. And it was, they went to Israel and they got this word from God. It was bromide and nickel. That's all they got, bromide and nickel. But they put it together and they came up with this skin invention, and they did not know what to do with it. So they had been trying every way in the world to get it approved. So they came, Gene and I were ministering in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, and they came to one of our meetings, and I laid my hands on them, and I began to prophesy. And I said, I hear the Holy Ghost saying, dig around the tree one more time, one more year. So they went back home, and they began to dig around the tree, and sure enough, it happened. They got their invention, their medical invention. They got it approved in a most unusual way, and not long thereafter, their product was being sold in different stores in the world. One of their main places was Russia. And then their product began to be sold in CVS, in Walgreens, and other places. One word from God: dig around one more time. So, one word from God can change your life forever. And Pastor Brad there from Woodward, Oklahoma. I've been trying to reach you, young man, and so you need to leave me your phone number so I can call you. I bless you, Brad. The hand of God is upon you, and God is setting a new rhythm, a new pace in your life. And there is a rhythm that you have not been used to that is happening in your life, but God is establishing a new rhythm that's going to bring you great favor. Because God has put you, is trying to place you in a different rhythm, and it's not easy for you. But He's bringing, He's tempering a lot of things in your life. He's blessing you, and as you move into this new rhythm, you're going to find things are becoming very, very profitable in your life. Hey, Rebecca, there from the great state of Georgia, Hiawassee, Georgia, where I've ministered many, many times. I love the mountains of Hiawassee, Georgia. And Rebecca, I bless you and your husband, all that you put your hand to do. And there is a miracle moment coming into your life, a miracle dwelling place, a miracle house, a miracle building, and I'm calling it a miracle moment, a miracle house, a miracle dwelling place, a miracle building that I'm calling a miracle moment in your life. Hey, Lisa. Lisa, I see you there from Atlanta, Georgia, and I bless you right now in Jesus' name. I just want to tell you today, I have a word for you, Lisa, there from Atlanta, that God is a covenant God. He is not a covenant breaker, and he has not broke his covenant with you. He's keeping covenant with you, and a covenant, of course, is a promise. And so God, I know people are covenant breakers, but it's a solemn promise that God has made to you. And I bless you and all you put your hand to do. Lisa P.L. there from Atlanta, Georgia. And God is putting you into some people that are not covenant breakers. And they will not leak out things that you have told them, shared with them. They will be promise keepers, and they will be very dependable. So call them in, if you will. Hey, Tammy. Tammy D.R., good to hear from you, from Roswell, New Mexico. I bless you, Tammy. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you, and the revelatory anointing is upon your life. And God, I just hear the Lord saying that he's making up for lost time in your life. What is he doing? He's making up for lost time. What is he doing? He's making up for lost time in your life. Okay, I got to find. Thank you. I got people that is writing me. If you want to leave a comment, leave it not on Dale W. Gentry, but leave it on Dale Gentry, my fan page that has the Breakout Prayer Network at the top. And I see your comment there, Jocelyn B. from Orlando, Florida. There is a gift in your life, in your hands, for broadcasting. I hear your voice on radio stations, internet radio, whatever it may be there at there in Orlando. I bless you in Jesus' name. Hey, Kathy N. from Tucson, Arizona, thank you for praying for safety and health, blessings, and also praying for your first grandchild, Kennedy Grace, due next week on the 10th. All right, Kathy, congratulations. Congratulations to Kathy N. from Tucson, Arizona. Your first grandchild on the way, Kennedy Grace. I pray for a good delivery. I pray for a safe entrance in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hey, Pam. Pastor Pam from Amarillo, Texas, we love you and your husband, Richie, and your boys and your family and your church. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Pam, it's a breakout season in your life. For too long, you've held back, refusing to release that is inside of you for fear of rejection, fear of embarrassment, fear of misunderstandings. That fear, I declare, is bound up today in the name of Jesus and released. And it's there is a new anointing, Pam, bouncing out of you, spilling onto thousands of people, releasing great joy and sunrise into thousands of lives. I just lay my hands on you right now, speak a word of release on that radical spirit that's inside of you. You're going to be uninhibited, and you've been carrying some things in your heart, saying, Lord, when do I give it? When do I release it? and I hear the Holy Ghost saying, do it now, do it now, do it now, do it now. Hallelujah. I've been trying to, years ago, I've been trying to make an appointment with a very well-known minister. I needed some input. And one Saturday afternoon, I heard the Holy Spirit say, go now. He's available now. So I drove to his house. I drove up just in time. It was a perfect time. He prayed for me, brought a new release, but I had to obey the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost said, now. Now. Now, 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 Pam. I mean, what is this? This is Monday, Tuesday. A week ago this past Sunday, after we finished Breakout Radio Church, Gene said, I'm going to go out for a while. I said, where are you going? I asked her the second time, where are you going? She said, well, I'm going out. The Holy Ghost told her to drive around our son and daughter-in-law, Rick and Ruth Gentry. They were looking for a new home to lease, and their lease had run out at their former house. And they had not been able to find an adequate place because I prophesied that God was giving them an upgrade, not a downgrade in a home, but he was giving them a place that was going to be a miracle place for them. Gene got out and started driving around, found a home, a house that had just been newly and beautifully remodeled. Incredible. It had an incredible green belt behind it, a beautiful patio, beautiful hardwood floors. And that was on Sunday about noon. The following Tuesday night, last Tuesday night, they signed the contract. They're in the process of moving. I'm telling you, God, when he gets ready, you know, some things are now words, some are future words. But when he says now, when he says go now, you got to do something now. So all Gene knew to do was just get out and start driving around and praying in the Holy Ghost. So today, I don't know. I don't know what may be happening, but you may just need to get out in the car and drive around and pray in the Holy Ghost. I don't know. But if God says something is happening now, you may need to walk the street. You may need to start writing the book. You may need to sing the song. I don't know. But there's something about doing something now that activates the anointing that is inside of you. And I've got to be careful or someone will accuse me of being a preacher. They actually will accuse me of being a preacher. Wow, I'm so excited about what God is doing. It might be time to take a station break. I believe it is, and I'll be back with more.
I'm BPNRadio.com News Director Delvin Kintzer. Pray with us for another spiritual awakening in America and around the world.
Здравствуйте, это Алена Кучурка, и вы слушаете радио BPN. Спасибо, что присоединились к нам.
Thank you for joining us for our series.
Okay, all right, there we go. And good to have you listening on BPNRadio.com. That, by the way, was Alena Pachurka, our editor, and she speaks Russian. She was giving our station break in Russian. We are expanding. Would you partner with us monthly? We need monthly partners. You say, what do you need, Dale? We don't say a lot about finances, but you know, our August giving was down quite a bit. We need some monthly partners, and if we are blessing, there's nothing. We don't charge anything, of course, for the prophetic words. But if we're a blessing to your life, you become a monthly partner, whether it's $5, $10, $20, whatever, $100, whatever it may be. All you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. That is our website. On the right there is there's a donate button. You click the donate button. You can use your PayPal, your credit card, debit card, and all you have to do is click that box that says, I would like to give monthly. Would you do that? That would be a blessing. And I'm going to check it when I get off the air today, and I'm going to discover some new partners. You know, we do not have the BPNRadio.com. This internet radio station is not underwritten by any certain person or persons. We simply operate on the monthly partnership, the monthly giving that people, we are a nonprofit organization. Your gifts are tax deductible. And I believe that we are good soil. I believe when you sow into Breakout Ministries, Dale and Gene Gentry, and what we're doing here, bpnradio.com, I believe you're sowing into good soil. I know there's a lot of appeals for finances everywhere. But it's on television. Wherever you go, people are making an appeal for you to buy a product or what have you, for you to buy this, for you to buy that. So there's appeals everywhere. And so you do have finances. And I believe that when you sow into Breakout Ministries, bpnradio.com, the Breakout Prayer Network, I believe you're sowing into good soil, and I believe that God is going to multiply your seed. If you're not a monthly partner, I encourage you to do that. We would be so grateful, so thankful if you would do that. And I just say blessings on you. And I bless those of you that are already partnering with us, that are giving. Even Jesus had partners. So I need your partnership. God bless you. Appreciate it so very, very much. I have a word for Catherine S. From Pearland, Texas. Catherine, I hear the Holy Spirit saying you are a key player in the marketplace. Your abilities to create an atmosphere of hope and success is quite remarkable. You are on your way to starting your own company, accompanied by a new measure of faith. You have the ability, like a great football coach, to put your team together and place each member in their proper position. Great promotion coming your way. Catherine S. from Pearland, Texas. Tyrone C, from London, England. Boy, I love England. Just give a shout out to all of you Brits out there listening. Tyrone, I hear the Holy Spirit saying to you like he did to Elijah, what are you doing here? What are you doing in this cave? Come out of the cave. Come out of obscurity. People are waiting for you. I bless you, Tyrone. I bless you, Catherine. And Toxie G from Bronx, New York. Bronx, New York, by the way, is one of our most listened to cities in the whole wide world. And I just bless you right now, Toxie. The Spirit of the Lord, the hand of God is upon you. You have an incredible testimony. I've been preaching on BPN Radio at Breakout Radio Church about people sharing their testimony. You know, the Bible said in the book of Acts, he commanded them to preach and to testify. You're going to share your testimony. Great things God has done for you, Toxie. You're going to share your testimony. You're going to write a book about what God has done for you. And major doors are going to open just saying, would you come and share your story? Would you come and share your testimony? Toxie, there in Bronx, New York, I bless you in Jesus' name. Hey, Shannon N. from Amarillo, Texas. I hear Holy Spirit saying, the blessings of the Lord make rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. This is a day of great blessing in your life. The night is past and the dawning of a new day has arrived. Your true friends are the ones who are going to rejoice with you. There are those that are jealous of you, jealous of your success, and they refuse to celebrate with you. You've got to release them, ignore them, and go with those who are going to rejoice with you. Go to the next level. Take those people that rejoice with you, celebrate you to the next level. You know, there's some of you people out there, you just can't go to another level because people that are with you are not really with you. They say they're for you, but they're actually competing against you. And they're jealous of you. And someone said words that really encouraged me the other day. You can never be jealous of someone that loves you or someone that you love. You can never be jealous of someone that loves you or someone that you love. And jealousy just is, it's more cruel than the grave. It just takes the bite out of everything. And so some people just cannot accomplish, go to the next level, what God wants to do because they hang on to people that are actually in competition with them. Can't do it. Don't do it. Shall not do it. Shannon, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Janet, they're from Duncan, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening today. And I'm saying, can any good thing come out of Comanche, Oklahoma? Janet grew up in Comanche, Oklahoma, my hometown. So I bless you, Janet, living in Duncan. And we still have relatives that live in Duncan, Oklahoma, just 9 miles away. Janet, I hear the Holy Spirit saying yes. You've been saying, what about this? What about that? I just say the Holy Spirit is saying yes. You know, some time ago, one of my granddaughters, Taylor Gentry Alexander, used to be Taylor Gentry, now it's Taylor Gentry Alexander. She's gotten married, and her husband is playing professional basketball this season in Sweden. And Taylor is continuing to work with us also at bpnradio.com before she rejoins her husband. But she left me a note one day because I gave her the opportunity to have a regular broadcast on bpnradio.com. And she left me this note here on my studio soundboard. And she said, "Thank you, Papa, for letting me fly." Hallelujah. Thank you, Papa, for letting me fly. So you got to be around people that will let you fly, Janet, but let you fly. And so there's a lot of people that's around you, similar to the word I gave Shannon just now. There's people around you that are not going to let you fly. You've got to be around people who will let you fly. Don't allow yourself to be boxed in, or as my friend Tony Miller would say, don't stay around people that are not going to let you color outside the lines. Okay, Janet, from Comanche, Oklahoma, and I lived at 6th and Willow in a little remodeled army barrack, and the poor people called us poor, but God has promoted me, elevated me, and that's what God does. Remember, that promotion has not come from the east or the west or the south. Promotion comes from the Lord. He sets one down and stands another one up. And so, Janet, God is promoting you, and he's promoting you through other people that are saying, "Janet, you can fly, and you can fly high." Bless you, Janet, from Comanche, Oklahoma, living in Duncan. Hallelujah. 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 I have a word for Renee Arini, a W from Goreville, Illinois. Renee, I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's all in the presentation, and you are going to help thousands of people make successful presentations. You are a major presenter in this nation, as well as other cities and nations of the world. Wow, you may even help breakout ministries. BPNradio.com. You may even help us make presentations. You are a key player. And Renee, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Patty HD from Alva, Oklahoma, another Okie. Patty, I bless you now. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you, rising up inside of you, and just let it flow. Let it flow. Prophesy, declare the word of the Lord, record, write down. There's a prophetic anointing in you, a revelatory gift, and I bless you. In Jesus' name. Hey, Lorna B. from Amarillo, I have I'm not giving you a word, have I? I see you in a birthing season, Lorna. Lorna B. from Amarillo, Texas. We have a lot of listeners in Amarillo. And if you've never been to Amarillo Fellowship, you got to go there. Richie and Pam Brown, Amarillo Fellowship, Amarillo, Texas, a great church. I ministered there many times. A great church. And say, Lorna from Amarillo, I see you in a birthing season, dreams and visions and promises that have been pregnant within you are about to birth to life. Even now you're experiencing labor pains. Don't allow anyone to abort those dreams. No abortion. Don't even allow anyone or any circumstances or any things to abort those dreams inside of you that you're pregnant with. And great joy is going to follow. It's going to be labor pains, but then great joy is going to follow because of the release of that new season, those dreams and visions in your life. Oh, I'm talking about as fast as I can. I bless you, Maria F. from Georgia. It may appear, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it may appear that you've been forgotten. The good deeds you've done for others have been forgotten. But know this, says the Lord, I've not forgotten your good deeds and generous acts toward others is front and center, and I'm going to repay you with blessings that you know not of. So be strong and of a good courage. Hold out your hands. And Paul said concerning giving and receiving, you know, Gene and I give, but we also hold out our hands. During our prayer time, we say to the north, give up, south, give up, east, give up, west, give up. And so that's what we're doing. Michelle M. from Port Arthur, Texas. I bless you, Michelle. In Jesus' name, there is so much creativity inside of you. And I release that right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. And I bless you now in the name of Jesus. I bless you, Monica H. in Baytown, Texas. I bless you, Ryan W. in Granite City, Illinois. I bless you, Shanna W. in Granite City, Illinois. It's amazing how the preaching anointing in you, Shannon, is going to break forth. I mean, it is amazing what God is going to do in your life. And I see your passport being stamped many many times. Antoinette T. from Houston, Texas. Antoinette, it's amazing what God is doing in your life and in young people in the millennial generation, not just in teens, but in preteens. 10, 11, 12-year-olds are going to hear your voice. There's a major revival, by the way, breaking out among 10, 11, and 12-year-olds. And speaking of major revivals, talking about people coming out of obscurity, all last week, and I've got some more prophetic words, but all last week, Monday through Friday, we were broadcasting live on bpnradio.com, tent revival services from Chucky, Tennessee. You may have heard of the Greenville Awakening. What you may not have heard of, it's now in its 21st week, where hundreds of people are crowding into that 1,500-seat tent in August, now September, of course, but the revival is continuing to grow, and it's being led by an evangelist by the name of D.R. Harrison. And before he got saved 2 years ago, he didn't have a good reputation. He was a drug addict. He was an alcoholic. His wife worked in a nightclub. She was a stripper. And in the last 2 years, they have been saved and started preaching the gospel, came out of obscurity, and now hundreds of people are being saved under that tent, a revival that started on April the 15th. This amazing report. I mean, it even seems surreal when you think about it. But on the 15th of April, it started in a little Baptist church. Less than 100 people. It would seat less than 100 people. And they outgrew that. And people are being saved. Holy Ghost conviction. It's like an old-fashioned revival. But people are coming. I think 22 or 24 states are already represented. People are coming from everywhere. 25% of the attendees are teenagers. And people are running to the altar. They're having a midnight prayer meeting every night at midnight. While DR is preaching, people are under the platform in that tent, calling out to God, interceding. You know, I just cannot tell you how excited I am about this season, about what God is doing. And you, Donna R., from Dallas, Texas, that song is rising up inside of you, that prophetic song. And you, Francis M.P. from Dinuba, California, where I ministered many, many times, God is giving you a message of hope. And Vicky M. from Greenville, Mississippi, a member of Breakout Radio Church, God is putting you at the forefront. And he has built. You've been building a solid foundation, and God has given you a great foundation in order to launch those things that God has placed in your heart, and he's been placing in your heart for some time now. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Vicki, I'm just going to pray for you again, because you say you've been standing on two promises for over two decades. Do you know that God is faithful? He is faithful. And for two decades, that means 20 years, God has been building a strong foundation, because the storms are gonna blow against what God has put in your heart. But the foundation is being built. It's a solid foundation. And I declare that dreams really do come true. And Vicki, I just bless you right now. Declare that the hand of God is upon you. And Cheryl Ortiz, who is our national prayer coordinator, needs a miracle today. And they're waiting to hear about a job for her husband, Greg. Let's all pray right now. Father, we just pray for our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, who is so faithful to oversee the prayer ministry of Breakout Prayer Network, and has done for many, many years. Help sends a prayer out every day that I give to thousands of people. I pray, Lord, concerning a new job for her husband, Greg Ortiz. And so I pray, I set myself in agreement with Cheryl for a good job for her husband, Greg, today. They need a miracle. They need a miracle job, and they need a miracle house. I'm going to pray for all of you that need a miracle job and a miracle house. And God wants to do a miracle in your house. Always an upgrade. When you get out and start looking for a house, and you look for something that you can afford, or that may fit into your budget, or sounds reasonable, that's not a miracle house. Jean and I live in a miracle house. We leased this house, but someone went out and bought a brand new house and let us lease it every month. It's amazing. We live in a miracle house. Not only this year, but we have lived, Jean and I have lived in 9 brand new houses that were never lived in before, plus other miracle houses. How does that happen? Because we believe that God wants to give us a miracle house, an upgrade. He wants to do something spectacular. If you can believe, all things are possible and nothing is impossible. Gene went out one time looking for a house, and we didn't have any money for a house. We ended up moving into a brand new house that had never been lived in, a 3-car garage, a 2-story brick house across from a duck pond and a gated community. It was all a miracle. And God wants to do that for you, a miracle house, a miracle condo, a miracle apartment, whatever it may be, a place where you can rest, a place that you can call your own, a place where you know this is my God place, and I agree with you now. And if I sound like a preacher, it's because I'm preaching, because I believe right now God is putting a miracle house in some of your spirits, and you must believe that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. And my daddy said when I was growing up, when I first started preaching, son, if you can't preach good, you preach loud. Hallelujah. Whoo, I feel the Holy Ghost. My time's just about over, but I still got a few more. April F. from Stockbridge, Georgia. Oh, my, is God at work in your life? I see you on television. I see you on the internet. I see your face in many, many different places with proclamations. God's given you a business gift as well as a ministry gift. You are merging ministries and businesses together. In Jesus' name, yes, you are, and yes, you are, and yes, you are, and yes, you are. It is already in process. It's already in process. Yes, it is. I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. And for those of you that would like to preach on bpnradio.com, we have some Sunday openings. And I'm just allowing people, I'm sharing my microphone. I've been doing it now for almost 4 years, but I'm sharing my microphone, and I want to share it with you. I do want to remind you that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs, may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast. We're delighted that you're listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Eliana Pertuca, supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. I was supposed to say that when I first came on, but I said it. Hey, if you'd like to preach on bpnradio.com, you can go to this email address, rickgentry, bpnradio@gmail.com. RICKGENTRY, BPN, bpnradio@gmail.com. I'm going to give you his phone number. You can call him today, 214-918-8707. 214-918-8707. 214-918-8707. You can join me. You can join Rodney Howard Brown, Bob Nichols, BK Jones, Gary Smith, Michael Schonborn, Joan. We just go on and on. You can join us every Sunday. Just contact Rick and he'll give you all of the info. I'm running out of time. I'm going to continue on, of course, next Tuesday, but I'm going to speak a blessing over some people I've not got to prophesy. Jennifer W. from Palmra, Virginia. Terry F. D. from Amarillo, Texas. Shauna W. from Granite City, Illinois. Ryan W. from Granite City, Illinois. Monica H. Baytown, Texas. Debbie D. from Baytown, Texas. We got some others. I'm going to have to go. I bless you. Danny M. from Roswell, New Mexico. Leslie A. from Kansas City, Missouri. I see you hosting your own show on radio, television. I hear you hosting your own show on bpnradio.com. You have a great radio voice. Leslie A., Kansas City, Missouri. Well, it's been a wonderful day, hasn't it? I have so enjoyed myself, and I appreciate Al Leona working with me. I appreciate you joining me here. Remember, BPN News, I believe Michael Schonborn is going to be with the news today. Roy Beard, 11:55, with a word from the wall. We have special guests at noon. And don't forget, throughout the, 1 o'clock, Roy Beard is on, 7 o'clock, Roy Beard's on. Tomorrow I'll be on with Dale Allison, former prosecuting attorney. He's the guy that's been given oversight to the financial aspects of our ministry. He says persecution's coming to the church, and leaders and churches need to get their houses in order. He's going to be on with me tomorrow. You don't want to miss that. Allison Kieber will be here on Thursday, and Rhonda Kinzer on Friday. Remember, Rhonda is doing... biblical counseling right now for women 18 years or older, and she's a firm believer that prayer changes things, but sometimes people need more. They need someone to come alongside them during the hard-to-handle and difficult seasons in their lives. For 20 years, Rhonda's partnered with the Holy Spirit and the truth of God's Word to help women find His rest in the midst of life's storms. You can call Rhonda and make an appointment. The first appointment, of course, there's no charge, and the rest of the time, it's by donation. And I highly recommend Rhonda Kinzer, 620-482-482, and I'm looking at the other numbers, 6180. Anyhow, you just go to Rhonda Kinzer, find her Facebook page. I got to go. Time's run out. Good to have you listening here on Prophetic Tuesday as we continue broadcasting on your 24-hour prayer network.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax-deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
When I can get the time. guess I should be looking for a better place to live, but I can't seem to get excited about the world and what it can give. For I couldn't care less if I could buy it all with a solitary dime. For what good would a world do me with leaving all my mind? Leave it all.
Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory here. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord,
I will praise you,
and I will sing of love come. As you
show your face,
we'll see your glory here. We'll see your glory here. We'll see your
feet that run and play.
precious every day. That little boy of mine, no one will ever know just what his coming has meant, because we love him so. He's something heaven has sent. He climbs upon my knee. He's all the world to me. To me he'll always be that little home.
welcome home.
Here in the heart.
What they didn't know is death was beaten.